This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. We invite you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about homeschooling, and we've just barely scratched the surface on this story about why, six reasons why you should begin homeschooling immediately. And Mark, you've got that for us from Joe Jarvis over at the Daily Bell. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio tonight, but we're going to your phone calls and thoughts first. We're going to start out this hour going to the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which, by the way, this is the best way to call Free Talk Live. You can call the old school, pick up the phone, dial the number 855-450-FREE. You can do that. We still have those phone numbers, but if you want to sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us, you want to sound really good, and also have the opportunity to chat with other Free Talk Live listeners anytime you want, join our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. That's where Gene the Christian Anarchist is. Hello, Gene.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Hey.
Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from Tennessee.
All right, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I just wanted to touch on what I tried to bring up the other night, which I guess would be kind of subconscious racism or subconscious, at least, discomfort.
Okay.
Around people that are different than you are.
I passed the Harvard test on that.
What test?
Oh, there's a Harvard test? What the hell is that?
Yeah, so there's an implicit bias test. They have it on racism. They have it on a couple other things. At the time I passed it, they made a big deal about, you'll never pass it. And, you know, I don't know what the failure rate actually was, but they made a big deal about, nobody could possibly pass this test, and I did.
Huh. And what sort of things were they testing exactly?
So they would put flash images on the screen, and they'd assign you keys, and one would be good and one would be bad. And so they, or maybe the keys didn't have an assignment, but you'd have two keys, and they'd flash you people of different races and also good and bad objects. Hmm. And so some of them you would have to put, like, black people and good stuff on one key and everybody else and bad stuff on the other key. And then sometimes you'd have to put white people and the bad stuff on one key.
This sounds really biased and confusing.
And they measure your reaction time. So, like, most people can get it.
Uh-huh.
But if there's more of a pause, then you fail.
Right.
And it's really
thinking
small
about
pauses.
It. Right.
Yeah, because you had to, like, force yourself to do it. Yeah.
Okay.
So what I wanted to mention, I mentioned it the other night. I walked into a McDonald's to buy some food, and of course everyone, this is, we have some areas that are pretty racially divided, and this was an area where mostly black people live. So everyone behind the counter was black. Most of the people coming in were black, and I went and ordered my food, got my food, but during this process, one white guy walks in. And he looks and he sees me and he kind of nods at me and I kind of nod back at him. And it just it just struck me at that moment. I said, well, you know, I didn't nod to any of these black people here. And so what I'm trying to do.
Well, now, wait a minute. Maybe you would have had one nodded at you.
Right. I think that what you're seeing there is his bias as opposed to yours. But that doesn't mean that you don't have it. And it's not an opportunity to. I'm not saying it's not an opportunity to look in a mirror. I'm just saying that, you know, what you really got to see was his, and then it was striking to you.
Well, this is not something I haven't noticed in my lifetime.
Sure.
Being married to a Chinese and spending time in China, and this is kind of, it's a study in socialism, really, mannerisms, more than anything else, because, I mean, obviously, I don't hate black people, but how many black people do I really hang out with? I know some black people that I'm pretty friendly with, but I mean, I'm not the kind of person that hangs out with a lot of people anyway.
Right. You live in the States, right?
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you also live in a country that's not necessarily officially segregated, but you know, it kind of is.
Well, what I'm getting at is the segregation and the and the social norms differ among different groups, and they tend to group together. Like when my wife was in the university when I first met her, and she would go into the student center, she would sit where the Chinese people were. I mean, that was just normal because she speaks, you know, she, although her English is good, she also wanted to hang with Chinese people.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and so I don't think that, I think a lot of this is just social habits, and people try to assign that to racism, and I don't think that's really fair.
No, it's definitely not racism, and I think we touched on this the other night, but I guess it was right at the end of the show, so I'm glad you called back about it. You know, racism is where somebody believes that their race, presumably, is better than other races, and, you know, they look down on other races as a result of that. What you're describing is, like you were saying, social awkwardness, sort of social grouping that kind of happens naturally for a variety of different reasons. People feel comfortable with people who feel similar to them. You know, you can break it down beyond just the color of somebody's skin. It may also feel awkward for a man to walk into a all-women's meeting or something like that, or vice versa. It may be awkward for somebody who is a goth-dressed person to walk into a group of skater punks or whatever. I'm using 90s groups. I don't know if these groups still exist. But, you know, within the same color of skin, there are people who don't feel, you know, welcome, or they feel awkward, or they feel fish out of water.
Right, and that's not you know, that's not bad, and it's not wrong. You know, it just is. Yeah, you said to yourself, how many black people do you hang out with? Well, I was the best man at a black guy's wedding, and he's, you know, my best friend in the world. And
he's a mulatto.
Right. The terminology is a little dated, but yes, it's true. And he doesn't live that way, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so he doesn't, how many people,
what
how many
way?
Black people does he live, talk to in a given day?
Yeah,
the answer is pretty much zero. Hmm. So, you know, and nobody's going to call him racist as a result. And to judge me by a different standard than you would judge him isn't really fair.
So what I'm going to try and do, and I've done this in the past as well, but I'm going to try and focus on it more, is I'm going to try and acknowledge people more across the board. So when I see somebody come to the door, I'm going to talk to them. Like today, I talked to some people. Actually, they came in to our office with a little girl. So I talked to them for a little bit and, you know, joked with the little girl about being in the office for a shot. And, of course, you know, we don't see children in our office. So obviously she wasn't there for that. But she, you know, made little small talk about her getting a shot, which she doesn't want. And I said, well, that's okay. You're not going to get a shot today. But anyway, there was a little black girl and her mother, and there's, I don't feel any kind of, racism towards people of other races, but I do sometimes feel uncomfortable talking with people that aren't, that don't look like me, don't sound like me.
Yeah.
You know, so we need to get over that. And so I'm going to make a personal effort to try and, avoid that in the future. I'm going to try and talk to people from every group.
Yeah, I think that's a fine idea. I make a point
it's
of doing.
Laudable.
Yeah, I make a point of doing that here frequently during the summer months. I'm out on the porch all the time working on my laptop, and people pass by the house on bicycles or walking or whatever, and I frequently will try to wave or acknowledge them in some way.
I think it's a lot worse right now because of the fact that they're trying to drive a wedge between the races. They've got all this hatred in the news and all this hatred in the politics, and people are they're being stirred up. And I think that it's going to take a lot of effort by every individual to try and unstir this up.
I think if you find yourself, one of the things I've been kind of doing mentally recently is rather than identifying somebody as that's a black person, just say that's a human being, you know, and try to disconnect from whatever differences you might perceive initially.
And have been told. I mean, these differences are things that we've been told.
Right. Right.
But it's not just differences on your side, because the other people have different perception of you as well.
Better believe
it. So you have to kind of level that playing field, and that's a big step, getting that playing field level, because they may just hate you because they think that you hate them, you know. And you got to get over that.
Happens the world over.
Yep. And if you're kind and if you're welcoming and acknowledging, then it'll be pretty clear you're not hating. Thank you for the call tonight, Gene. I appreciate the discussion. Good topic. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to join us here on the radio, you can comment on that or bring up homeschooling or, you know, whatever aspect you want to discuss here on the radio with us. This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, in the studio, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Your property and your family are precious. You ought to consider protecting them with Blink, like we've done. We've got Blink home security systems, both here at the studio and at your house, Mark. BlinkProtect.com/FTL is where you can go and get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100. And in addition, you don't have to pay for any kind of contract or subscription service like a lot of those home security systems want. Blink also works with Alexa. That's because Amazon bought the Blink company a couple years ago. They liked their product so much.
I don't think it was a couple. I think it was like less than one.
Okay. It feels like more than one, but whatever. Blink's cameras are wireless, which makes them super easy to set up. Plus, their HD quality and the batteries last up to 2 years. You can always, of course, monitor the live feed anytime you want via their software on your smart device. But most importantly, it'll send you a notice. You know, a little notification when something happens in front of the camera during the time frames you specify. And that damn mouse in my back shed is still on the loose. So I'm buying a new mouse trap because the cam keeps going off. He's running around.
I set my cam up. Apparently, I just wasn't getting any updates for weeks and weeks. And then I had an extra cam, set it up to watch the compost bucket. So I have a staged compost system. And something was getting in there and tossing the compost about, and I just wanted to see what it was. At this point, it hasn't been back.
Hasn't come back.
Strangely. I get the cat coming in and out of the house a lot.
Yeah.
I've caught the odd mouse on video, but nothing exciting.
We found a squirrel taking down sunflowers, actually, as a result of having cameras installed.
That's so funny.
We're coming up here. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Go to BlinkProtect.com/FTL. You'll save some money because you're a Free Talk Live listener. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Like Free Talk Live, we go to Free Market Penguin. He's on our Discord on-air call-in line room. Go ahead, Penguin.
Hey, greetings, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to talk about something that's kind of a pet peeve of mine.
Sure.
With libertarians. So I've been informed of a definition of fascism before that that one of the things that characterizes fascism is a rabid anti-communism, and that goes beyond fascism. So in the softer version in libertarian spheres and right libertarian spheres is the idea of calling everything you don't like about the state socialism or communism, just using that hyperbole.
Yep.
And I think it can be kind of destructive in reason. So when you have, state-funded taxpayer-funded fire departments, so you have, welfare payments, so you have union labor regulations, so you have just military spending. All those things are not socialism.
Well,
not
so
really.
Socialism,
I mean, they're socialized.
Doesn't mean stuff I don't like. It means things that are run by the state, and fire stations and the military are run by the state.
Is that what socialism means? I thought
socialism...
Go ahead.
Yeah, socialism is an economic system, as far as I understand it, that where the workers own the means of production.
No, that's communism.
No. Understands the definition.
Yeah, that would be more communist and like a co-op. Socialism is, as I was taught in school, so you could pick between two definitions, and socialists will move the definitions on you. I presume they do that to everyone. Maybe they don't do it to socialists. I'm not entirely sure. What it's called is the logical fallacy called Mott and Bailey. So a Mott is a castle, a small castle, and a Bailey is the area around the castle that, you might go out and have some sun and fun when the people aren't attacking. So you set out your sort of nominal argument that nobody can argue with, which is... feminism just means equality for women. And then, that's the Bailey. Feminism means equality for women. You run back to that. And then you run out into and have a good time by saying, white guys suck and, all the other stuff that you say in the process. So with socialists, on one hand, they'll say socialism means community ownership of the means of production, which means that everybody owns it. So, maybe like a co-op electrical company or something might be a good example of socialism versus than the right version of it, which is state ownership of the means of production, right? So a socialist believes in community ownership of the means of production until a socialist gets a gun in his hand, at which point he points it at you and says, it's state ownership of the means of production, yeah, and you're going to participate.
Yeah, it depends on which definition you look at. British Dictionary, according to dictionary.com, says it's an economic theory or system in which the means of production, distribution, and exchange are owned by the community collectively, usually through the state. However, the initial definition that they have at the top of the page from dictionary.com says it doesn't mention the state. It just says a theory or system of social organization that advocates the vesting of the ownership and the control of the means of production and distribution, capital, land, etc., in the community as a whole. So it depends on who you ask.
Go ahead.
And if you ask the state who owns the fire department, they're not going to say, oh, this is the entity of the state and we own it. They will if you're in a lawsuit. But they're going to give you this BS line about it's a common good and it's a public service and it's public goods and it's owned by the people collectively. So if that's how they're claiming it's owned and
then they're saying it's socialist. Yeah, that's true. Well, at the very least, whether it's under a fascist dictatorship or under a socialist system, it's still statism, right? When the state runs a thing, it's statism.
That's exactly my point. So the idea is, and I can go way further into the definition. So I believe socialism is working control of the means of production with or without a state, and communism is without a state, without markets. But regardless of that, what I think that this hyperbole does, is it minimizes the inefficiencies and the inequities of the liberal statist paradigm that we have now. It's not that we have communists running things and that's why we have all this taxation. It's because we have a liberal statist slash capitalist system in place now that taxes and redistributes wealth and does things, yes, in favor of capitalists, but also it has a welfare state. It has, these are all facets of the status quo liberal statist system. So let's not say that we have radical leftists in charge. No, this is the system as it's set up now. And it's not workable, and I don't think it's
I don't know that socialism is that radically leftist. I mean, radically leftist is, you know, redistributing children, which has been advocated by certain college professors. So that's just regular leftism. Is, you know, stealing everybody's stuff and giving away money.
I think it's regular rightism too.
That's authoritarian.
Yeah. Here on Free Talk Live, our stance has generally been that the left is socialist and the right is too. And,
unless they're fascists, which case they could be that too.
I'm not sure that I think fascist is the most difficult word in the sort of the political sphere to define. Mm-hmm. Mostly people cannot agree what it means at all.
Well, isn't it basically state regulation of,
for me, I have a difficult time. Yeah, that's what Benito Mussolini wanted to say, but, you know, they hung him, so what.
It's defined in the Discord.
Yeah. Well,
regularly, it's actually to check, yeah.
Yeah, I don't care what they say in the Discord. I don't care what the definition is because nobody else cares what the definition is. A definition of a word depends on how people use it.
Yes, it's a slur.
And people use it to mean you hate some ethnic group.
Well, the fact is, fascists and socialists are the ones who are in control. You know, that's it. Thanks for the call, Free Market Penguin. I appreciate it. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News. President Trump said in a tweet on Monday that he hopes Saudi Arabia and OPEC
don't cut oil production hours after the Saudi energy minister indicated that the country would reduce its output next month. In that same tweet, the president also said that oil prices should be much lower based on supply. Fires in northern and southern California are expected to continue at least through Wednesday, with the winds staying as gusty as they are and sometimes reaching near hurricane force winds. So far, 31 people have died. This woman lost her home in Paradise, California.
It's extremely heartbreaking, I think, for everybody, especially if people suffering from not knowing, and that's probably the hardest place to be in.
Veterans Day was Sunday, but it is being observed by the federal government today, so that means no mail, banks will be closed, and all the federal offices and buildings will be closed as well. Stan Lee, comic book mastermind behind the Incredible Hulk and Superman, died today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on air call-in line rooms, which is where most of our calls have actually been coming in here tonight. You can go to discord.lrn.fm. You'll see the top rooms. It's a chat server, so there's different chat rooms with different topics you can talk, and you can actually use voice chat, too, sometimes. There's the voice chat rooms. They're separate from the text chat. But at the very top, there's some special voice chat rooms where only one person can join, and then because we're the admin, we can join in there with you. And you can talk to us about anything you want. With you tonight is Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
So go to discord.lrn.fm. That's where we're going back to. But I do want to let you know about...
You can find the definition of fascism in there, too.
That's what I heard. Liberty.menu. You can go to liberty.menu, and if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then head on over there and add the thing that you do, or more than one thing, if you've got more than one thing you do. Whether it's your business or the digital content you create or the event you organize or the event you want to promote, go and add it to the map over at liberty.menu. It's super easy to use. Libertarians have been wanting a libertarian business directory for a long time, and this one actually does the job, and it does it really well. It's nice looking, it's easy, and it's free. So get on over to liberty.menu. You can use code FTL and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge on your profile. That's liberty.menu. As we continue here, Stefan is in Ohio. He's also on the Discord chat lines. Go ahead.
Hey, I'd like to have a discussion. I was talking with my husband earlier, and I was thinking that I made a comparison that some might actually find controversial.
Okay. All right.
Because I hear from a lot of individuals, and I also agree, that gay individuals cannot control who they are sexually attracted to. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah.
I mean, from the gay people that I have talked to, many, all of them, I would say, have said they knew from a very young age that they were attracted to the same sex.
Yeah. Okay. So, in a sense, wouldn't that technically mean that individuals attracted to children can't help it?
Possibly.
I think that it's more likely to be socialization as opposed to genetic, but all right. Let's take your premise.
And we were having a discussion. He said, well, people that are attracted to children are mentally sick and need to go to, you know, psychiatric help to try to break that. Isn't that in of itself a form of conversion therapy?
Yep. I think that basically what you're talking about is that, you know, society finds this particular activity unacceptable. And I'm with society on this one. And that, you know, if you can't control your behavior in this particular area, that somebody's going to attempt to control it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reality of things.
Yeah, conversion therapy doesn't usually involve psychiatric help or therapy or anything of that
nature. Isn't it usually religious, conversion therapy?
Yeah, religious or just straight torture or... Yeah. Sometimes it involves watching a lot of porn, which is at an IQ level of about 30, but whatever. And so, but, like, also being gay doesn't victimize anybody.
That's true.
So that's kind of a relevant difference.
Right. I think that that's very important, is that, you know, in the case of gay, you're talking about consenting adults. In the case of pedophilia or whatever, you're, you know, the argument gets much slipperier there.
Oh, I agree. But what we had gotten to there at the end, my husband and I, was, well, if you could theoretically send somebody who's attracted to children to get psychiatric help and they were to be able to turn away from it, wouldn't that mean somehow you would be able to do the same to a gay person?
I don't think, I mean, not knowing a whole lot about this, but I don't think the idea is that they turn away from it. The idea is to stop them from any kind of possibility of acting out on it.
Right. I think that society is more like, you know, that more people in society are prepared to believe you when you say you've turned away from whatever these terrible thoughts are when it comes to pedophilia versus, you know, homosexuality, which has been more normalized.
Well, then we get to things. This is where I put it, because I agree. It's definitely a horrible thing to do, you know, sexual things to children. But where I tend to get a lot of controversy directed my way is, for example, there are some congressmen that have proposed and even passed some legislation like banning drawings that depict,
yep,
you know, like anime children,
yep,
in sexual ways. And what
that
I think
sounds
myself,
like a bad plan.
What I think is, wouldn't it be better to give these individuals imaginary outlets rather than have them go out and prey on real children?
I'm not a psychiatrist, so I wouldn't take that. I have seen studies that say that that what you don't want is to give somebody a catharsis, that it's the opposite. So, for instance, you don't want to take somebody who has violent tendencies and buy them a punching bag and say, take it out on the punching bag, because that just means that they're more likely to punch when they're unhappy. So
I bet you there's studies that show both.
I'll bet you there are. And
I've heard both, but that's kind of a different question than whether or not it should be criminalized.
Which,
yeah,
should be criminalized?
I kind of don't like that, you know, idea of, hey, you don't want to, I don't know where that is. I'll have to search that up. But I kind of don't like the idea of people saying, well, we can't give people that kind of outlet because then they might act upon it. And a lot
well,
of
this
people
is coming want- back up, by the way. You're talking about drawings, but it's coming back in the sex robot slash sex doll thing.
Sex doll thing, yeah.
I saw another headline recently about this where people are all in a tizzy because some manufacturer is making very short sex dolls, and you know, the suggestion being that these are supposed to be likened to children, and I don't know if they've outlawed it in the United States yet or not. I'm not sure what the status is.
And then you're going to have really weird cases where a jury has to determine, like, how old an anime character is. With a person, you haven't, like, they are this age.
Right.
Like, oh, well, is she 12? Is she 5? Is she 20? Like, it's a drawing, so how, like, I don't know how you would determine the age.
Well, plus you're criminalizing ideas, which is a very, very scary.
Australia, there was one legislator, I believe, that attempted to outlaw women with small breasts.
They did. It wasn't one legislator. They actually did outlaw that.
They outlawed women with small breasts in pornography. Correct. Because they can be used, they can put them in pigtails and a little skirt, and yep. Suddenly you've got child porn. Well, no, you don't.
Isn't that kind of shaming women with small breasts?
Yes, it is absolutely shaming women with small breasts.
And one last thing, a lot of that, the idea of giving people an outlet makes them more likely to act upon it. Well, a lot of people in this country watch pornography, and around the world they do. Yep. I don't think it's more likely to make you a rapist.
Well, I mean, not all porn is rape by any standard, but some of it certainly has aspects of it, and that's disturbing.
Oh no, it's blatant in some cases.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the case.
Well, and I don't know if there's a complete consistency where outlet equals more likely and no outlet equals less likely. It might differ between subject matter. I don't know. I kind of would defer to the psychologists on that.
I see. I appreciate the perspective, guys.
There you go.
Thanks for having me.
Stefan, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I did just take a quick look here, and according to the BBC, in an article from April of this year, so this isn't about the United States, but according to them, the UK Border Force has seized 179 childlike sex dolls since March of 2016 as part of Operation Shiraz, a special operation set up in conjunction with the National Crime Agency. In July of 2017, a judge ruled that these dolls were obscene items and therefore covered by their 1979 Customs and Excise Management Act. However, it is not a criminal offense to manufacture or possess a child sex doll. Individuals can only be charged for importing them.
Interesting.
So if you make it within the country of the UK.
The domestic child sex doll industry in Britain is preparing
protected.
To boom.
So, that's just a little excerpt
there. I find
there.
All of this so strange, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, this whole thing is so weird. On one hand, I'm like, oh, God, who wants this stuff? My, you know, let's just, well, to me, 45 caliber brain surgery will solve all this. However, on the other hand, when you get this the slippery slope aspect, you start criminalizing things like cartoon pictures of Bart Simpson, who's probably in his 30s, mind you.
You mean like the sexy pictures of Bart Simpson?
Like, you know.
Yeah, because he's been in fourth grade for 30 years, I think.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want, whether it's sexuality, socialism, whatever's on your mind here. It's Free Talk Live. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. God Said, Man Said.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. God Said, Man Said.com. Sex Superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. God Said, Man Said.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNAe. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm with you tonight. By the way, it's Ian,
Melody,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can go to freetalklive.com where you can get all kinds of cool stuff. It's all free, unlike those other talk show hosts. On the radio, most of them charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month for their websites. We do it free. You get all the features they probably give you and charge you for, like webcam. You can watch us on Twitch anytime we're live or anytime you want, because you can always go play back episodes there. We got MP3 archives that go back for more than a decade. All of that's free over at freetalklive.com. Now, if you support what we do here and you want to voluntarily throw a little something at the show, $5 a month perhaps, you can join the AMP program like Aaron has done. And he's doing a little bit more than $5 a month. Aaron is a longtime platinum amplifier, meaning he gives $25 per month to Free Talk Live, or at least $25. You can do more than that if you really want. But again, all we ask is $5, and that gets you into the AMP program, gets you access to all the perks that you get as an amplifier, which include things like the AMP Only podcast. There's an AMP Only Facebook group. There's a special Free Talk Live contributors area, a couple different rooms on our Discord server. Go and learn more about it. over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up with PayPal. You can use Visa, MasterCard, and I've heard American Express, but no one has yet tried, so I don't really know if that works. And then also you can use, of course, Bitcoin, BTC. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the phone, we talk to Bad Slave. He's in New Hampshire, listening online at freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Hi. So I called a while back hoping to connect in with the homeschooling crowd, but
okay.
We've separated by time, I guess.
Oh, no, it's Free Talk Live. It's open phones all the time, so if there's a topic that you want to bring back up, you can bring back up any topic. Go right ahead.
I know. But if I'm sitting there on the phone with that subject, maybe you could pick it, but you don't have to. It occurs to me that the public schools, the government schools, I call them GovIndoc. I think that's a nice short reference to what we're actually dealing with, and the idea
as an indoctrination. Okay,
I like middle class welfare, yeah. Babysitting day prisons.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to make it shorter.
Yep.
Get it out quicker. And anyway, so basically what occurs to me is that there is a inherent insurmountable conflict of interest between there being government controlled schools and the actual learning we'd like our children to do. I think that they are attached to an indoctrination rather than, you know, the full experience of enlightenment or critical thinking or questioning authority. I mean,
yeah, they don't teach that stuff in government school.
It goes against the grain as far as, you know, governments. If you're a government, you don't want to have authority questioning you. I mean, being questioned as an authority, I should say.
Right. They're going to use that power if they've got it. And I think it's worth it for the listeners to ask themselves this one question real quick, is what percentage of graduates from the government school system being functionally illiterate would you call the government school system a failure? And if you called it a failure, would you then abandon it and just go after some other system? Because I think that at this point, where we've got 20% of graduates of government school systems being functionally illiterate, 20%, that basically you could have nothing in its place and get that kind of number.
Yeah, the other thing is that they are just adamant that competition is going to interfere. Oh,
yes,
my
it
gosh.
Will. It'll interfere in their monopoly.
That's exactly right. It would end government schools. I mean, I just to not understand that, not this be plain on the face of every parent. And I think that ultimately the parents should be the responsible people to do the schooling, the learning for their children. I don't
Absolutely.
Think that it's right to coerce taxpayers to fund that. Awful,
not only that, but
system.
You know, whenever the government offers to take responsibility for something, you ought to be on red alert. Whether it's the government offering to take care of you in your retirement age, or the government offering to take care of your kids during the daytime so they can indoctrinate them or whatever. You know, whenever the government is saying, oh, we'll take care of that, look out, because they're taking away your responsibility and then they're going to own you after that.
And one other thing is that when there was no established government schools, there was like a 95% illiteracy rate.
Literacy.
Literacy rate for people who graduated sixth grade.
Yeah.
Now, in 12th grade, you have a, you know, it's fallen off completely. It's amazing.
And the dumbing down.
And by the way, you'll prolific. Hear people advocating for, you know, 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th grade to now be taken
isn't
over.
Isn't that college?
Yes. To be taken over by the government. And what are we going to get then? We're going to get people who are functionally illiterate, bachelor degree holders.
Thank you, Bad Slave, for the call tonight. Appreciate the discussion. It actually leads us back into a topic. Because like I said, you know, it is Free Talk Live. It's open phones. You don't ever have to apologize for bringing up a topic that, you know, has been off the table for a few bits. Because,
okay, please don't.
Yeah, because, you know, it's Free Talk Live. So we were actually going to get back into that story about six reasons why you should begin homeschooling your children immediately by Joe Jarvis.
Number one, freedom makes people smarter. Mm-hmm. A study on rats found that when they were given enriched environments to explore, their brains physically grew, and the rats displayed better problem-solving skills.
You read that wrong. When they were given rich environments to explore, their brains physically grew. Got right. it.
Sorry, if I added...
the punctuation was not quite...
Yeah.
Well, anyway, go ahead.
I think emphasis. They didn't have to be forced to interact with their environment. They were naturally curious. It doesn't make sense to push your children towards particular things that you want them to learn or that public schools say that they should learn.
Nothing turned me off more from learning than being forced to do it. Whenever they wanted me to read a book, I didn't read it. Whenever they, you know, they said you had to read a chapter in the book, I didn't read it. I just filled out whatever the homework was by, you know,
scanning through.
You can
scanning
still kind of get pretty good grades by guessing on that kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah. Or you can scan through the chapter and look at the highlighted words or whatever. There are ways to do it. I've never read in my entire school career. I never read a single textbook, a chapter in an entire textbook at all. I just never did it.
I certainly did. I think textbooks are there for certain types of learners, and other types of learners don't need them. I would, you know, if you walk out the door, the average person in school, if you're illiterate, I think that they've pretty much succeeded. Once you can read, you can teach yourself just about anything. I wish they'd teach critical thinking, but in many cases, you know, and I've addressed this on the Edgington Post with my wife, is that it seems like academics are just in it to teach you stuff. So, for instance, trigonometry and analytic geometry. I like to use this as an example. I took this class, and I am bitter about it. I don't need this class. Did not need this class.
And you knew it then, right?
No, I didn't. I didn't know anything. Okay. I was a school kid. I just didn't, you know, I wasn't thinking about
those
things.
By the time I was in pre-calc that I wouldn't need that crap.
Well,
I kind of figured I would never have to calculate a triangle.
Yeah. Well, so that was pre-calc in our school.
Okay.
Trigonometry and analytic geometry. Anyway, gotcha. There wasn't a calc. There was just calc. There wasn't gotcha. Pre-calc. Anyhow, I didn't really think about it. I just thought this is the path that I take. I take math, higher math classes than the other kids around, and I'll take this higher math class. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I know a few things from, I still remember some things, but what difference does it make? I am not an engineer.
You haven't used sine, cosine, or tangent?
Right, right. I don't need to know what a hypotenuse is, uh-huh. although I do.
How about the Pythagorean theorem?
I would have to look it up. But that's the thing.
I remember it. I just don't. Never used it.
I keep the sum total of human knowledge in my pocket, and I try to keep the battery charged above 50%. I don't need to know all of this stuff. I just need to know how to solve problems.
All right, we're going
to
get back into homeschooling, reasons to do it immediately. Coming up here in moments. Hour number three is also on the way. You can weigh in on whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.